Take a deep breath. Let it go. Do it again, way down deep. Let it go. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
Eyes that see.
Eyes that see.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're talking to me. Last night, as I was searching for the heart of the Lord, I kept hearing, be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Now, there's a lot of scriptures that can go there. But the one that he pressed in was 1 Peter. And verse 13 is preceded by be holy. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. And in this particular Bible, which has all kinds of notes, it speaks of this as the second coming. And I remember many, many times Wade Taylor would say, before he shows up in the actual world, he's going to show up in you. Amen. So his beginnings of manifestation in the earth is inside of each of us. So therefore, he'll be visible in his saints before he's visible to the world. So I want to back it up to 1 Peter 1:1. He's declaring an apostle of Jesus Christ. Then he puts out to God's elect. And then get ready for this word, because sometimes you wonder if you'll ever fit in. This should answer. Strangers in the world. So if you're trying to fit in, it's not going to work. Peter's telling you, strangers. Why? Because you're from a different reality. You're a new creation. You don't match the world. Trying to fit in is just a waste of time and energy. And the more you push those buttons, you're going to get very frustrated. And you're wondering what's wrong with you. It's not what's wrong with you. It's what's right with you that exposes what's wrong with them. So that might be helpful for some, okay? Notice again, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. He knew it all along. You didn't know it, but he knew it. Foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. Notice it's not through your actions or performance. So the work is being done by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by his blood. You know, this week has been, I would call it transition week. A change of pace has been going on in the realm of the Spirit for me. And I don't think I'm the only one. When you're going into a different level, and he's preparing you for the season that's around the edge of the corner, he took you through repentance. He gave you an ability to renounce the fear of being different and laughed at and all that stuff that goes with the package. But then it's through the sanctifying work of the Spirit that you're going to be transformed. So the more you try to work at it, you're knowing that it's just another futile works program. So the sanctifying work of the Spirit has a timing involved. You say, well, how long does it take? Well, I believe you need revelation. Because if he is the one that's sanctifying you, and it's a work of the Spirit, and you're trying to figure it out logically, you're going to be on a very defeated path. And you're going to get frustrated because things that you expected to be hasn't come yet, or things that you expect because of your homework is not happening fast enough. You're on a trail that's not going to be very comfy. So you need to remember, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. So he knows when the change is going to take place. I'm thinking of the disciples, and there's 12 of them. Of course, one flubs it, and that's lightweight. But the bottom line is, the 11 have been with Jesus for 3.5 years. They're ready for the gift that he said he's sending. I mean, why wait? Why all those 10 days of waiting? You know, I mean, we're ready. Right? But you got to consider this 500 in the room. And then it whittles down every time you turn around. And then, in the Amplified, it says, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, the set time is now for that transition to take place. I'm telling you that now is the prepared time for your mind for action. Be self-controlled and set your hope fully on the grace. See, your hope is on the grace that he's going to pour out on you at the timing that he's prepared for us. When that timing has arrived, you're going to be conscious of a change that has taken place, not by works, not by might, but by his Spirit working in you. Not too early, not too late, on his timetable, not yours. So many, many people get frustrated. Why isn't it happened? Why hasn't it happened? Because we're ahead of schedule? Or we're happy in our own set of circumstances by pushing buttons and hoping that it'll all work out? I really believe that we need to keep our eyes on the Lord and not on the issues. And even our earthly issues of why isn't my situation different and so on and so forth. I had to go pick up a prescription. And, of course, you go to the counter to pick it up. And, oh, do you want to be put on automatic refill? I said, no. So now I've told them 2 or 3 times, okay? I don't want that, period. Because then they're hounding you and pushing your buttons to get another prescription. What's the picture for? If you haven't figured this thing wrong.
Yeah.
Money.
And control,
yes. Mm-hmm. So they sent, and I mean, we went and picked up, my wife and I went to pick it up yesterday. So automatically the computer has to have the button push. When I said to the girl, don't, I don't want to be contacted. Well, guess what? They called this morning on the computer. You know, the automatic call. And I can feel my blood pressure just, okay? Told them yesterday, they haven't got the message. Irene just hung up because it was for me. Well, the reason I don't want to be on automatic refill is because I've got a doctor's appointment in December. I've got 3 months' supply of pills. I don't need another prescription. Okay? So, what am I saying? The world system runs on antagonizing people, forcing them to make decisions, pressuring them. And honest to God, this is not a lie. Some are happy about it because they don't have to think for themselves.
Which is the world's objective.
Yeah.
Put you to sleep so you don't
know. Accountability.
Huh?
No accountability.
Don't want the accountability. I like the ride the way it is. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, my blood kind of boils at that point, which I have to be very careful. Have I got any relatives here? So I said, Lord, their timing and my timing and your timing is 3 different things. He said, prepare your minds. For action, verse 13. Be self-controlled under the anointing of Holy Ghost and the grace that he provides when Jesus Christ is revealed. Jesus Christ is trying to reveal himself through you and me. So you're not going to act and react like the world. And they're going to get more disgusted as the development of your spirit gets stronger and stronger. And it's going to irritate some to the degree that they're going to yell. That's a confirmation, Ann? See, okay, verse 3. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, not kept in your earth suit, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last times. Are we there? I want to kind of park there for a minute. I listened to Lance Wallnau live yesterday, and he was on the box about the seven mountains, which is fine. I mean, I have no objection. But he said, I think it was Mario Murillo that pointed out that the Northern California with this recall in California, the majority of the big churches are all trusting God to take them in the rapture so they don't have to bother to show up. And they were all worshiping God, waiting for the rapture, instead of going to vote. All right? That's yesterday's news. The other gentleman said the same thing. He says, everybody wants to float out of here when you've got to occupy till he comes. And he shared about his experience. By the way, he's been appointed to serve on President Trump's committee. Hi, Margie.
Hi, how are you?
If I get any better, we're in trouble.
Amen, I agree.
So the bottom line that, you know, some of these people are speaking the truth, but the believers are not wanting the truth. They're going by traditions of men rather than the traditions of God trying to develop us and to awaken us into obedience. And, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I have the same revelation. I'm not trying to be comparing myself to anyone else. I'm doing my utmost to obey him every step of the way. That's the bottom line. So, the revelation of what he's up to in the last times is part of that verse 5. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Clear? And I mean, you know, when you see somebody that's not well, feeling bad, all kinds of rough things, it's not pretty watching them having a hard time. But God is on the job. Verse 7 says, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. And I could add, in you. That's what's happening right now. There's a revelation of Jesus being inside of you by his spirit, and the results are going to be dramatic. Mm-hmm. Is he all done yet?
No.
I mean, you know, when we decide that God gives us a word that we can go to the cemetery and open up the graves, I think then we'll know we've reached a goal. Okay? And if you look at Hebrews, it says that's the beginning. That's the beginning of living in the kingdom. Death will no longer rule the house or the person or the families. It will be death running from the believer. Oh, yeah. Did you hear a switch on that one? See, and if your mentality is to focus on death to get out of here, that's no different than those who are working on, oh, we're going to be raptured any minute, so we're going to just not bother to be accountable. Okay. Verse 8 is very important. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your mind, will, and emotions. Do you hear me? The salvation of your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's your soul. You say, my soul needs to be saved. Absolutely. Your spirit gets the transformation when you say yes to the Lord. Your mind, will, and emotions are next in line. And he's not finished with that corner yet in me. I know he's not finished because I can see the slips and the flips and the flops that happen on my everyday life. The TV was running yesterday and all of a sudden I got caught. Anybody get caught? I wanted to shut it down, but I'm not alone in the house. So it's running. And I can feel my blood starting to boil. And I thought, uh-oh, time to do something. You know, Why? Because again, it's a matter of what? What he's called me to be and what he's called me to do. And it's not about them or those or these. It's about me and the Lord. So I found a solution. And the boil went back down to a simmer. Because again, I'm trying to say, oh boy, my salvation is complete in thy soul. It's not, because the boil would not have happened. I would have been above it. Well, I wasn't above it. So I finally went downstairs and I went on the computer, and Holy Ghost had a little bit of a party with me. And I have this lady that I've known since the 1970s. And I have a few of her records. She's from France, but she's also on YouTube. So I started to listen to her singing, and she's got a beautiful voice. And she had quite a few old songs in French that bring back a lot of memories. And I got caught again. Because now she's singing one of my mother's songs, and my emotions are going in the wrong direction. And all of that boiling that happened before is now on the hot simmer stuff. And the tears are rolling. And I said, no! I got caught on the other side. You get it? Okay? Well, you know, it's unbelievable, the deception. Well, a few months ago, I read a couple of books on on the demon spirits that rule different areas. And some of you remember that there's a demon spirit who was named by name that literally Egypt used to worship. And it was in control of the ocean. Well, what happens is I now listen to this woman singing a song in French about the one that controls the oceans and the loved ones that are on the ocean, and you're praying for safety for them to the Queen of Heaven. And I flipped out. Now I'm in the middle of another emotional turmoil, because I know this is the Queen of Heaven. This is, you know, that spirit that operates with a different name every time you turn around. And over the years, she controls the people because they worship her and they make kicks in her image. So, Lord, what is this? He says, are you aware that you are awake and you can see what they can't see? Well, that kind of simmered me down again. Okay? Where did you live when you had all the worldly things? And you were part of it, and it was normal. That's where everyone else was. But I chose you for what? God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontius, Galatia, etc. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Cleansing, consistently cleansing us, never giving up on us. And that's the hope that we continue to walk in. The salvation of our soul, verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searches intently and with greater care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when they predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. They were serving us, me and you. When they spoke of the things that have not now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, even angels long to look into these things. Well, that's all about the salvation of my soul. And the angels are nosy. They want to know when all this is going to happen. Why? Because they're the helpers. They are the helpers. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed, and I add, in me. Now, I'm going to give you a few scriptures so that you won't think this is the only corner. Leviticus 11:45. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. Luke 1:74. To rescue us from the hands of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear. Did you hear that? That was another part of the message from Morris Cirillo. He said it's time that the church people wake up and preach the word and not question what the results are going to be. Luke 1:75. In holiness and in righteousness before him all your days, not part-time. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. I sense that if it's taken into a natural comprehension, is missing the mark, because it's not according to the Holy Spirit directing your life. It implies you have the ability on your own. And St. Paul says you don't have that ability. Okay? Romans 7 verifies, he said, I can't control. The very thing I don't want to do, I end up doing. So therefore, keep that in mind. If you take something out of context, you're going to get in trouble. And I don't want that to hurt you. Okay? 2 Peter 3:11. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. Therefore, the commission. Be holy, therefore. Prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given. So there's a hope that's in process. Taking us. When that grace is released, you're going to see a change in you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That grace has been released in this season of humility, that we have chosen to humble ourselves and ask God to change the churches. Not just this church. The churches need what? The next revelation that Christ in us, the hope of glory, to be holy, to prepare ourselves, to let him control instead of us. Take a deep breath now and say, Lord Jesus, let this word come alive in me. And I'm looking for the grace to be given to me so that Jesus Christ can be revealed in reality. In me. So the world will see. Jesus in me. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's all he said to me. He did take me on a couple of other things, but I'm not ready to go there. And right now, I'm believing that he who began the good work will complete it.